Hey, welcome back to Farm Talk here on a Thursday, a breezy Thursday here in the Northern Plains today. It is something out there with that wind today. Speaking of weather, Daryl Richeson and Don will be with us here in the next segment. We'll chat with him and find out about not only about this wind, but just all in all, kind of get a little feel for the future with Daryl and what the weather expects. Our weekly weather chat with him coming up. And we'll talk severe weather awareness as well later on in the show. So keep it locked in. Right now, we are joined by Drew Courtney. He is the District 6 Secretary Treasurer in North Dakota Corn Growers, farms in the Oaks area as well. Drew, thanks for taking some time on this blustery day to be on the program. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the call, Jamie. It's quite a day. I think if we had some rollerblades and a kite, that'd be a blast. But
well, like we were chatting a little bit before we jumped on here, you know, it might be a little better if it was about 25 degrees warmer outside, you know?
Yeah, that would help us out a ton. We were sitting in pretty good shape right at my house here. We picked up just about an inch and a half of rain, but at least it came real nice and slow all day, so it wasn't a whole lot of runoff. It was soaking in, but yeah, a little wind and sun would help out a ton.
Now, what kind of operation do you have there in Oaks? What do you farm?
I farm with my cousin, and we farm mainly row crops, corn and soybeans, and a little bit of wheat and a little bit of barley actually this year for the first time, and some sour ground that we're gonna give it a shot.
Have you guys gotten out in the field yet?
We did. We can say our small grains are 100% planted, which entailed about 120 acres, so about an afternoon of work. Got that done. And most importantly, we got about 20 rows of sweet corn in, too. So that was
nice.
Fired up the four-row planter, and we'll see how that shakes out.
Right. Well, you're on a lot of different things. You're going in a lot of different directions. One of those is you're on the State Animal Agricultural Zoning Task Force, and you guys met last week in Bismarck, right? What happened there?
We did. We had another meeting with our zoning task force, which was set up by the legislature to really try to amplify and make things a little clearer for animal agricultural development in the state. Right now, we're just kind of getting presented with a few different ideas and thoughts that surrounding states are having, and just make it a lot easier process and more clear and defined for anybody looking to expand their operation on the animal agricultural side, you know, whether that be swine or beef or even sheep, you know, just getting the process a little bit smoother through the state where there's not so much gray area.
Well, that's it. I mean, there seems to be, you know, it's I guess other states have got it around us. You know, South Dakota's doing great with animal agriculture. North Dakota starting to pick up steam. But like you said, you know, guys are kind of there's a lot of gray area. There's a lot of what ifs out there. So it's nice to get some concrete answers.
Yeah, we're using a couple of these other surrounding. I know Nebraska has one, and there's a few other states that we're kind of looking at some setups they have, basically like a spreadsheet on different checks and balances on if you're looking to get started on building a barn or a feedlot or things in certain areas on what the actual process is. Do this, do that, who to contact, and just with good set parameters on setbacks and things, so everybody's on the same page and just make this process a lot smoother, because I think that'll help the state tremendously for some of this. Basically, it's economic development is what it is. If you can get some more of this animal agriculture throughout the state, it's a big deal when you're looking at almost $40 billion that agriculture brings back into the state. Anything we can do to pick that up even greater is a bonus for everybody.
Are you noticing it even, you know, where you are in the Oaks area down there, southeast, south central North Dakota? Are you noticing more people, you know, getting interested in animal agriculture? Are you seeing it firsthand?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of talk of it. You know, the big thing is those younger generation coming back from college, or that if the land's not available or expanding acres is an operation, or maybe they just really enjoy that the animal side of the operation, it gives an extra opportunity right there. Basically, you can on your farm or in close proximity, and you're not having to go look for a bunch of land that seems to keep going up and up. And it's just another way to diversify that operation. And move forward.
Now, also, you are appointed designee on the North Dakota Ag Mitigation Wetland Bank Board, and you got a lot of irons in the fire. But tell me about that and what that organization, that board, is all about, and what the latest is there.
Yeah, the latest on that, we got a USDA grant here about a year and a half. I believe it was 21 December, somewhere in there. That we're now able to, we got six organizations together, Corn Growers, Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, Grain Growers, Soybeans, and then Durum Growers. And now we're trying to work with producers throughout the state and creating a ag mitigation banking site where producers, if they're looking to move some wetland acres, they can move them to a few of these bank sites. So we're working with not only the host sites, but then the people that are looking to mitigate the acres as well. And the big question now that we usually get is, well, do you guys have acres available? And yes, we should be having some online, hopefully here in the next few months with the project that we're working on. And there's another project too that we're still working through. So hopefully we'll have some credit sales available here in the near future.
So how do guys find out more about that and then get more info there?
Yeah, the easiest way to do that is go online, and it's www.ndagwetlandtrade.com. And through that website, you can navigate around, click on all the kind of credentials that we're looking for and things to work with. And also out there is our main soil engineer. His name's Matt Redka. He works with Stantec. He's our engineer that we're working through this process with. His contact information is there. And also, if you think that you may have a potential bank site or a host site that you'd like to maybe create a few wetlands on to sell some credits, there's a simple spot that you can upload a PDF of just your FSA track map. Is simple enough to get the process started.
Perfect. Well, Drew, thanks so much for taking some time on this windy day. I'll let you get back to it, my friend, but thanks for taking time for us. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, Jamie, thanks for the call and thanks for the time.
You betcha. That is Drew Courtney there. He is District 6 Secretary Treasurer with North Dakota Corn Growers. Also involved in other things, North Dakota Corn Growers Association Board there. He's also on the Agriculture Zoning Task Force for State Animal Agriculture and the Ag Mitigation Wetland Bank Board for North Dakota as well. So got a lot going on. So thanks, Drew Courtney, for being on with us here today.